Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lord Christopher Monken is our guest for the rest of the hour. Then Max Kaiser with big breaking news. Lord Monken, we're going to shift gears into the globalist battle plan, how we defeat them. But for those that don't know, this is a global standardized model. They're trying to do the same stuff. First, it's terror. They say they'll disappear you. We have a Bill of Rights. They're just ignoring it with the NDAA. But for those that don't know, first they start this national anti-terror group. Now they admit it's for everybody. They can just disappear you. I've seen them spying on members of parliament that are trying to rein them in and then raiding them. This is real tyranny when the bureaucracy does this. We're going to put their website on screen. Tell folks about it.
And the immensely feeble Speaker of the House did not stop them coming in. There could have been an order made, don't you think about it, mate. But no, they went along with it. It was absolutely outrageous. This happened a year or two ago now. And this secret police force is completely out of... They came after me once. This was terribly funny. And I complained about them because they had not the slightest basis for coming after me. And I put in a formal complaint about it. And they sent two policemen up to our estate in Scotland to interview me about it. And they went away and they produced a report saying that they had tried to interview me under caution. That means they suspect you of a criminal offence, which in fact they didn't. And that I had fled to my residence in northern Cyprus. This was put in the report of the people I had asked to investigate my complaint from the secret police. So I hit the roof. I thought there's no point in messing around anymore.
It's a culture of total lying.
What they'd done was they'd put this report about because they wanted to show to ministers who had become interested in the way I'd been treated that I was a crook. That was the aim. And so I then thought, right, no more Mr. Nice Guy. I walked in to my nearest magistrate's court, which was Horse Ferry Road in London. I was in London at the time. I told them the story. I said, this is what's happened. I have never had any residence in northern Cyprus, nor have I fled there. I have been in and out of London quite openly from my residence in southern Cyprus, which is part of the EU, for heaven's sake. They could come there and get me any time they wanted. And I've been openly in and out of London, and there's absolutely no basis for what they've written here. And I want these people to be summoned to answer a charge of willful misfeasance in a public office, which is a very serious charge, which you can go to prison for life. I said, I want them to be brought here to court to answer my charges. So the magistrates recessed for half an hour to read the paperwork. They came back in and they said, Mr. Monckton, this was a few years ago before I was a lord, they said, Mr. Monckton, we've read the paperwork. We do not intend to hear you because we are going to order the secret police to appear. We are going to summon them as you have requested next week. So 3 days passed, and this was a great victory because 99% of cases in the magistrate's court lead to convictions. So I had reversed their usual ratio. Now they were in the frame. They were in danger of being convicted of a very serious criminal offence, which would have led them to being in prison, perhaps for life. The secret police, the head of the secret police. So I got them to come to court, and what they tried to do was they got in touch with the clerk of the court and they said, can you just lose the paperwork that said that Monckton was ever there?
More criminality.
So the clerk of the court, I rang him 3 days after I'd had the hearing. I said, I haven't had any confirmation paper to say that this case has been set down for a hearing. And the clerk of the court said, you were never here. I said, just one moment. I've only just rung you. You haven't had a chance to check any of your records, and yet you already knew or were willing to say that I hadn't been here.
Now you're involved in the crime.
I said, has somebody been getting at you? Because I think they have. I said, look, I wasn't born yesterday. I know just how criminal this country has now become, how even court clerks at Horse Ferry Road magistrates can find themselves drawn in to this corruption of the secret.
Stay there. I want to recap the story and finish it on the other side.
Okay.
Come back. This is demonstrating the police state of the EU. Mm. That's what you're under.
Yeah.
What, 80%+ of your laws are now made by these unelected bureaucrats?
5/6.
Wow. We're going to come back, break this down, and then get into their plan for global domination with Lord Christopher Monckton, and then I'm going to give the phone number out. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have launched the long promoted and vaunted Liberty Social Network for you to get together and form resistance to the globalists. It's planetinfowars.com. And again, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast. Lord Christopher Monckton is our guest in studio for the full hour. If you have questions or comments specifically for Lord Christopher Monckton, who is the greatest champion out there fighting the globalist authoritarian takeover system of fake environmentalism, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, specifically on this issue. 800-259-9231. And you get into EU tyranny, habeas corpus, any of those issues, but also the whole global warming fraud, how they're being routed. And Lord Monckton, this is a big deal. I want to get into how routed they are, but how they're planning to counterstrike what's coming up with the new Agenda 21 20-year anniversary meeting. But to look at the tyranny of Europe,
what I want to do is...
And the secret police.
I was telling
you. Yeah. Finish the story, because some stations don't carry that last segment, that little 5 minute, about what you've experienced with the secret police.
Yeah. Now, you may find it surprising there is such a thing as a secret police in Britain, but we do have one. Now, it was founded by the Labour government in 1998. It was then called the National Crime Squad. Then it became the Serious Organised Crime Agency, and next month it's going to be called the Crime Agency. These people came after me and some clients of mine on a totally spurious Trumped-up charge. And because they behaved so badly, I made an official complaint about them, which unfortunately was conducted internally by them rather than externally by somebody.
And they put out a report saying that you had fled when you had.
That's right. They said I'd fled the country when they had asked to interview me under caution. I hadn't fled the country. I had been openly there, in and out of my place I then lived in southern Cyprus, part of the EU, the northern Turkish bit. They said I'd fled to my residence in Turkish northern Cyprus. I don't have a residence. I never have had. I've only been there once. And so the whole thing, and that was on a parliamentary delegation 25 years ago, so the whole thing was trumped up. And I got them into the magistrate's court. I went straight to the magistrate's court. I said, I'm telling my own story. I'm not even going to hire a lawyer. They've behaved so badly. I reckon I can tell the magistrates and they will find in my favour. And they said, yes, we are ordering the secret police to come to court next week and answer the charges. So 3 days later, when I rang the court and said, why haven't I had confirmation that this hearing is on next week? The clerk of the court immediately said, you were never here. I said, hang on a moment, you haven't had a chance to check your records. Have you done a deal with the secret police to erase all record of the magistrate's finding? I guess that's what you've done. I said, let me tell you this. I will have you for conspiracy with the secret police to pervert the course of justice unless within 5 minutes you find this record you say never existed. Because, let me make this clear, I know your sort. I know I can't trust even the bureaucrats in court anymore. I can trust the magistrates because they are not part of the network. They're ordinary people like you or me who do the judging. They're not even lawyers. But I said, you court clerks, you get into bed with the police, and I know how corrupt you all are together. And I had witnesses in the court. I had a barrister there who was part of another case. I had somebody sitting in the public gallery. I had a journalist there. We had three separate witnesses who saw me there and saw the magistrate and took a shorthand note of his finding. So you find that paperwork within 5 minutes and ring me back and tell me you found it, or you go to jail, mate. I'm not going to have this messing around. 4 minutes later, he came back and said, we found the paperwork. I said, yes, I rather thought you had. Now, I don't expect any further interference with this case. Do I make myself clear, and you are yourself, not to appear as the clerk in the case? I want a different clerk.
Recuse yourself.
Yeah, he was just a clerk. The clerk, you would call it, sitting underneath the bench and doing the legal bit. The clerks are legally trained, the magistrates are not.
And again, you have members of Parliament being threatened and raided by the bureaucracy. I was just mentioning what I'd read, and it's happened to you.
Yeah,
this is the secret police.
Let me tell you what then happened. I went to court. Five of the secret police, plus a barrister, turned up. And I did a deal with them. I said, look, you know, we can do this the hard way and go into court, and the magistrates, essentially having summoned you here, are going to find against you. Because you've behaved very badly, you've done this so as to try to make it out to ministers, that I'm a crook. And that's disgraceful, particularly when I had put in a complaint about the previous disgraceful conduct of this organisation. And I said, this is not acceptable. I want a letter of apology from the head of the secret police containing an undertaking that you will all leave me alone from here on. And I got it. No argument whatsoever. They just caved in and said, okay. And they got off my case.
You're about the only person I know that's brought them to heel. Instead, as you mentioned, even the Speaker of the Commons is scared of them.
That's right. But the next thing that happened, it happened just a few weeks ago. This is real breaking news. Is that I was got an email from somebody calling himself Dr. Paul McCallum. And he said that he had a company, and he wanted to develop an invention of mine, the Eternity Puzzle, which has sold, you know, a million copies worldwide. He said, I want to develop it further, and I have some ideas, and can we...
Yeah, you're a big inventor. We should add that. You're really interesting.
Yeah, and so he came and had a drink at my club, and he made me sign a non-disclosure agreement, and I made him sign one, usual kind of business exchange. But I read his non-disclosure agreement, and it contained a clause saying, nothing in this agreement shall... waive the liability of either party for fraud. Now, that is not a standard term in a non-disclosure agreement. That had been put there because this was, in fact, the Internal Revenue Service, the Inland Revenue, trying to get information about my private financial affairs to see if they could find a way back in, because they were with the secret.
They're sending spies after you.
They sent a spy. His name was Dr. Paul McCallum. And he has a company called Daibutsu Limited. And Daibutsu Limited is a front company set up by the Inland Revenue. It hasn't traded, or if it has...
And for those that don't know, that's your IRS.
That's the IRS. That's right. It's the Internal Revenue Service. And this was quite clearly an attempt by the IRS to find information from. And, of course, I spotted this.
And, again, they're politically after you, and everybody knows you're squeaky clean.
That's it. And, in fact, they did have, and I must be very honest here, some justification for asking some questions, which, if they'd been honest, they would have lifted the phone and just asked me. I owed them some tax, in fact, on this invention, because I'd had a large royalty payment. And they knew this, because my partners had all paid tax on it, so they knew roughly how much I should have paid. And they hadn't had the money. And instead of asking why they hadn't had the money, they go through this hole and corner nonsense. What had happened was, I had said to my lovely wife, look, we must pay this. Can you please fix it with the bank? She handles all my transactions.
No, I understand. There's always mistakes.
And no, there were no mistakes on our part.
The bank didn't.
The bank got it wrong. We instructed the bank. The instruction was made out properly. The bank accepted the instruction. It said it had made the payment. My lovely wife, who's very thorough about these things, rang them the next day and said, did you make the payment? And they said, yes. And then it turned out that, in fact, they hadn't.
But the point is, they're going over you with a fine-tooth comb.
Yes, and what these creeps then did is they set up this hole-in-corner operation. Now, in fact, this is a rogue unit within the Inland Revenue. It's called the Cross-Cutting Services Unit. These are the people, and we are slowly encircling them. We're going to get them eventually, and some of their people are going to go to jail because they've been after me and some of my clients for years without the slightest justification.
And they finally, watching the records, found one little thing and raced in like piranha.
Yes, all they found was that the tax that we thought we'd paid hadn't been paid. And instead of checking with us and where one of you said to the bank what happened to the money, and the bank has not.
No, I had a property tax thing where the county deposited it, but sent me notice they were going to start taking my property. Yeah. And I had to go get the check and go in, and they don't apologize.
No.
I had my registration sent to me, misprinted, wrong, where it printed it off. So I stuck the sticker on my car, but there's no print. Yeah. Get pulled over. The cop goes, that's a fraudulent sticker. And I reach my glove compartment. I go, this is how it was mailed by the state. Mm. It printed it up here. Here it is. You want me to put this piece of paper on the front of my car? The point is the government is constantly making mistakes.
That's not, this was not just a mistake. This was a deliberate attempt to obtain information from me by deception. It was a criminal offence. So, Dr. Paul McCallum, if I have got you wrong in this respect, then I'm going to say this to you. I will apologise. I'll come back on this show and apologise to you. So you have the chance now to get in touch with me and say you've completely misunderstood me, I was being genuine, and you've got me wrong. If that is the case, you get in touch with me. I will get in touch with Alex Jones, and Alex will give me the freedom, I'm sure you will,
sure,
to say, okay, I eat crow, I got it wrong. But I don't think, Dr. Paul McCallum, that I did get it wrong. I think you were an Inland Revenue spy, and if you think that that is going to encourage me or anyone else to think well of the Inland Revenue, you can think again. You have come up against me several times on behalf of my clients, every time you have been beaten, twice in court in the most humiliating circumstances. Just leave us alone. Get off our case. We will pay our taxes. We will do it sensibly, correctly, and without any attempt at avoidance or evasion. But we will not have this Christmas game. We will not have this spying. Enough is enough. The people are fed up with this. Now, this links in, you see, Alex, to the overall theme of this broadcast, which is that the governing class is out of control.
They've approached all the dentists that my dad talks to be Homeland Security spies on their patients. They're setting up a spy network here that makes East Germany look like a wonderland of freedom.
Yeah, that's right. And this has got to stop. And so I'm very, very, very tired of all this, because they're always coming after the likes of me, mainly because I dare to speak out. And I say the EU is a dictatorship. I say that the euro is a Mickey Mouse currency. Well, hey, we can all see that now. But I was saying it years ago. I was saying it in 1996, before they'd started it, that this was going to happen. I gave a detailed lecture
I know, it's on your website. Stay there. We've got to get to the euro.
Yep.
What's happening with the euro? What do you see coming? What is it?
Yep.
And then we've got to segue into the latest environmental fraud, the green police, the $2,000 a day fines for hay dust in the U.S. I mean, just 20% taxes in California, the mass exodus. And I love Californians, but then they come to Texas fleeing that and try to reinvent it here. I mean, it's crazy. We'll be right back with Lord Chris.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah, that's a point that I make a lot on the air, but it's so important. This is all transparent. The EU, the UN, they all interlock globally, our State Department, all of it. The communist Chinese, they get authoritarian systems. That's why they all team up together to shut down industry, to raise taxes, because the elites are all basically exempt. They can commit whatever crime they want. The head of Facebook can, you know, publicly scam with his stock while he's selling it out the back door. He probably won't get in trouble because they're the insiders and they're waging war against us. And if you look at the transformation of Europe into what looks like the old Soviet Union, the banning of crucifix, all of this, the going after property, the banning of space heaters, it's all little knickknacks at first where they set the precedent, they're in charge.
And the treatment with contempt of the citizen by the bureaucracy, like these revenue spies, these secret police, these people who think they can behave just how they like without anyone.
Oh, the TSA here a lot of times will treat you like absolute scum on purpose. So break down in this brief segment, long segment coming up, the tyranny of the EU and how 80% of your laws are made by them.
Right. This is an official German government estimate made 2 or 3 years ago that 83%, 5/6 of all laws made for us in the United Kingdom and indeed throughout the European dictatorship are now made by the 30 commissars, that's the official German name for them, the commissioners who run the European Union. Do you know, the European Parliament doesn't even have the right to bring forward a bill. Only the commissars can do that. The European Parliament can vote on that bill, but its vote doesn't matter. It can be overruled by the Commission, which also has the right to circumvent the Parliament altogether and make a thing called a Commission regulation directly. Now, the EU's advisers were at the Cancun climate conference a couple of years ago. I met some of them there. They were advising the UN on how it too could grab power from democratic nations like the United States in the same way that the EU, by stealth, over a period of 20 or 30 years, had grabbed enormous amounts of power, very nearly all power now of making laws and imposing taxes, from the individual states of the European Union. And clearly the UN now says, we want some of this. We want the chance to be a world government and have the powers of taxation over the whole globe. Can you imagine, given how powerful even the EU is just with little old Europe? Imagine
Trent Lott is now supporting that law of the sea where the UN will be 10 miles out everywhere taxing you to go fishing or go out in the ocean.
That's it.
The hellish UN will now be off the coast of the US.
That's it. And the trouble with every time you sign a treaty like the Law of the Sea Treaty, you're transferring power from elected hands in your country to unelected hands somewhere else.
My God, if we can't get Homeland Security off our back, imagine the UN. And what about the UN? It's even in the New York Times, but they say, oh, but it's kind of good. Killing people in Africa and Latin America for the land to make it carbon sink zones.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... That's what I'm saying. They're so over-the-top murderous, but because they wear blue helmets and Miss America says they love kids, we're supposed to roll over to them.
That's right. And the thing to do is to do what I do. I've told you a couple of stories now about how the ordinary citizen, when they try to come after him, can fight back. You know, the secret police were amazed when they got a call from the magistrate's court saying you're summoned to appear to answer a very serious charge of conspiracy to commit a crime of willful misfeasance in a public office. They were astonished. They weren't used to having it done to them. And you can bet that the Inland Revenue isn't used to having the names, identities, and front shell companies of its spies exposed all over international television. This is how one can fight back against these people, because
there's also good people in government sending us stuff now.
Absolutely. This is more and more going to happen because it's now got to the point where the governing class worldwide has studied the EU, has seen how powerful the EU has become in its territory. And it says, you know, if we could do this globally, we could really have world domination. And they say
that, and then nowhere to run.
And that's it.
Just like Californians are running to Texas, there'd be nowhere to run. Oh, no.
That's the point. What are we going to do? Go to the moon or Mars? No, it's not going to be so easy. And so this is what they're trying to do. And we have to stop them. And you're doing wonderful work here, Alex, in trying to stop them. And, you know, sometimes people say, oh, Alex Jones, he's a bit extreme. Well, I can tell you this, nothing like as extreme as what they're trying to do to us. And so you're quite right.
That's the point. They're so authoritarian and it's naked, and I'm just desperate to warn people.
That's the thing. People need to be... I mean, here am I, a peer of the realm, for heaven's sake,
And they think they can play these silly games on me.
They SWAT team members of the parliament that investigate
them. That's the thing. And they, you know, they...
I mean, let me tell you, if I was a member of parliament investigating them, they SWAT teamed me, I'd be in their face. Listen, you little crook, you're in trouble. Yeah. Instead of everyone, like a, you know, a dog, you know, rolling over.
Yeah. And actually, I think we're going to have to bring our secret police to an end. I will be writing to our finance minister, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, who's in charge of the Inland Revenue. He's answerable to parliament for it. And say, look, you know, this is one time too many.
Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000? Miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to take your calls in the next little segment, the segment after that. We'll at least get to John, CJ, Christopher, Tony, and Brian.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too.
This is tyranny. The Green Police, all of it, it's unfolding. You can't go to a national park. They've announced, because humans are bad, scores of national parks are going to let humans in most areas. No more cars. You're not allowed to swim or go in the dunes. I went to the Texas National Seashore, where I've been going since I was born. Suddenly they were being rude, bossing us, telling us not to hurt the earth as we just sat there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this henpecking. It's about getting you accustomed to government interfaces. When I've been in England, they just come over and randomly, we'd like to talk to you. You're walking down the street. It's part of this little interview. And I talked to Paul Watson and Steve Watson that write for InfoWars.com. Well, the editors of PrisonPlanet.com, and they said, oh, yeah, that's routine, especially if you have a good-looking girl on your arm. You know, they're both handsome guys. Paul's married now, but Steve will be taking his girlfriend, you know, his blonde girlfriend, out to dinner. And the sub-police they have run over and will always jab and demand to see his papers, and he's very clean-cut and nice. And again, same thing here. Good-looking woman, TSA attacks. It's like literally living in a dictatorship. Lord Monckton, finishing up on that, and then give us a brief overview on the latest attacks, what the greenie meanies are up to.
Well, the next stage, of course, is the Rio Plus 20 conference in Rio de Janeiro, 20 years after the Earth Summit of 1992, which started so much of this rubbish going on. And the new theme, they tried global warming, then it stopped warming, so they called it climate change, and it stopped changing, so they called it climate disruption, then it wasn't disrupting enough, then they tried calling it energy security, now the latest phrase is sustainable development. And what you notice with each of these phrases is that they're all attacks on the West, by the rest of the world, or by particularly the communist factions even within the West, who do not want capitalism and prosperity and freedom and democracy to succeed. And the main thrust of the draft conclusions of this conference, which is already in draft, I've already seen it, is that Western countries must be made to pay the cost of the environmental disruption they are supposed to have caused.
Well, you said that in Durban a few months, 6 months ago or so, but then everything you said in the document that you got leaked, they started announcing it.
Well, what happened then was that I got the document, and what I did there was, when I got the final version of the document, I actually had to parachute in to the conference because they tried to ban me from it. The UN tried to...
Oh, yeah, joke. You actually... They beat you up. They've arrested you at other conferences. Yeah. I forgot. You actually did parachute in.
From a height of 10,000 feet.
You're not joking, yeah.
And
guys, yeah. Search that. Monckton parachutes into the UN.
Pictures of that. Me, yeah. Grinning like a, you know, from ear to ear as I jump out of this plane at 10,000 feet. Never done it before. Or since.
They're not going to stop you, are they?
No. And so I got in because the publicity was huge, of course, and they couldn't then get away with keeping me out. I also said that I would take them to court if any more nonsense, and so they backed off and said, okay, we accept.
You are something else.
And so I got in, and I got a copy of the final negotiating text, which was available to, you know, you didn't have to be clever, it was available if you asked for it. Now, of course, the world's press was there. Not one of them reported this document even existed, let alone what was in it. So I put in a blog posting at What's Up With That, which is the great climate blog for those who are doubtful about whether this scare is really as strong as the usual suspects believe. And I put up a posting that just said, this Durban conference is proposing to set up an international criminal climate court, which only people from Western countries could be taken before. It was going to give rights of legal personality to Mother Earth. I mean, it's bonkers.
And they've since announced they are doing that.
No, what they've done, actually, is they dropped all these proposals within 24 hours of this blog posting going up, because they were so embarrassed.
No, I mean, I remember that they dropped it and said, oh, that's preposterous, and tried to even imply it wasn't true, but yeah. Now they're back. I saw it in the news saying, we do need to arrest the climate criminals. In fact, they want to arrest people that deny paying Al Gore money. We'll save us.
That's right. They do indeed. And there's been this continuous sort of moan from the very extreme Marxist left about how the likes of me ought to be taken to...
Well, more and more they're saying, let's be authoritarian. What do they make of the guy...
Penn State University, this is breaking news again, they've just had a conference on how to silence the climate deniers.
Oh.
And Michael Mann, of course, the fabricator of the hockey stick bogus graph abolishing the medieval warm period, suggesting that today was warmer than it was in 1500. All of this sort of thing. He was there, and I was named as being one of the serious deniers. And the person organizing this said that he thought that a conversation should be held about declaring climate denial to be a crime against humanity. Now, crimes against humanity are punishable by death. And it was...
So forget just a re-education camp. They want to kill us.
And it was James Hansen of NASA who first suggested that, as far as I can discover, that it should be treated, that anyone who questions this climate story should be regarded as somebody who ought to be executed for a crime against humanity. Now, of course, this is how far they have. This is how desperate.
But because they have the cover up of the long hair and the sandals and tie dye shirts, we think they're non threatening.
So, if you're thinking of giving money to Penn State University or sending your kid there to be educated, don't.
Don't you want to get educated by Jerry Sandusky?
These people are totalitarians. They ought not to be given any encouragement or money of any kind. Penn State University believes in executing the likes of me for alleged crimes against humanity. Don't give them any oxygen, don't give them your children, and don't give them your money.
And not to mention what they do to kids in showers.
Well, we won't go into that. It's not for me to comment, obviously, but on this Penn State University attempt to say that the likes of me should be executed for treason against the planet, a crime against humanity, the way they put it, it's all quite subtle. They don't say Monckton's going to have to be executed. They mention my name as part of this thing.
Actually, I have seen them say we need green fascism. Now, what do they make of the guy that came up with the Gaia theory, their king over there, coming out and saying and reversing himself?
Well, they are, of course, furious with him, and now they're attacking him and saying that he ought to be done for crimes against humanity because he has dared to betray the trust they had put in him as the author of this actually rather half-baked.
But he's saying it's become a distraction from real environmental issues.
Well, that, of course, is absolutely correct. Those of us who believe in looking after the planet's environment properly don't want all the money diverted away from stopping deforestation.
To Goldman Sachs.
Away from to Goldman Sachs to run this carbon trading worldwide. It's not just Goldman Sachs, because it was Lehman Brothers. They were right into this with Al Gore on the board. And they went under because their eye was off the ball. They were so busy posturing about climate and trying to corner the market, which they hoped would be a global one, in the right to trade carbon dioxide.
They were shooting the moon. They were going for everything.
And they went under. And that is what has happened. That's Chicago Climate Exchange collapsed last year when the...
That's my next question. They're collapsing on every front, but they're only viciously more attacking. How big a deal is it that their entire program is now being revealed? I mean, what do you expect them to do? Because they're still flailing around.
That's the thing. When they start getting really extreme and they start really screeching like this, you know they've lost. One of my first battles with the Inland Revenue in the UK... They wrote over a year a series of letters saying, we want you to come for interview under caution about your tax affairs and those of your clients. And I said, fine, just tell me what criminal offence you think I've committed, not just the legal characterisation, but the factual particulars. I am entitled under the European Human Rights Convention to be told before I agree to be interviewed. You tell me, I'll come. You don't tell me, I won't come. And they spent a year writing more and more vicious letters. And in the end, they wrote one so vicious that my lovely wife, who opened it, burst into tears, because she's a very sensitive lass, very sweet lass, my lovely wife. And she burst into tears. She was horrified at what they were saying about me. And she rang me up, because I was actually in Cyprus at the time, and she was in Scotland. And she said, I've just had this really terrible letter, floods of tears over the phone. What do we do about it? I said, we don't even need to reply. She said, what do you mean? I said, that is their instrument of capitulation. The more savage they become, the more they know they've lost. And all these, the governing class has made two huge mistakes, which are now visible to everybody. The first was the euro, which was constructed along lines which were bound to fail. I predicted in detail how and when and why it would fail, and it's all come to pass exactly as it wasn't difficult to work out.
That's what I want you to do. Look more into your crystal ball. Give us the other point.
The other is the global warming thing, which the entire governing class bet the farm on this, particularly on the left, but you've got wishy-washy centre-right parties like the Conservatives in the UK going along with it. But the real enthusiasm for it was always on the hard left. And it is wrong, and everybody now knows it's wrong. There was NOAA saying if you get 15 years without global warming, the models were wrong. We've had 15 years without global warming. It's over. The scare is over. The results are in, and the truth is out. And the scare is over. And what has happened is that the governing class, which likes to present itself as omniscient and omnipotent...
And invincible,
exactly. They are now shown to have got feet of clay. They are shown to have got
things
wrong. And because people can see that they've got things wrong, it is that... cynicism now on the part of...
It's a collapse of credibility.
Which is this complete collapse of credibility, which I think may yet save democracy.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. People have this idea, especially from the churches that have been World Council of Churches paid off, that it's the end of the world, you can't fight evil, that's the way it is. History's the opposite. When good men fight evil, all we have is victory. Sure, we're going to lose, the battles are going to be hard, but those that persevere win. We can rout these people, and every time we engage them in the info war, their Death Stars blow into a trillion pieces.
Yeah.
So what are the new targets? Because I'm ready to attack.
Right. Well, I think what we do now is we press home our advantage on the EU. The only future for the EU now, both as a currency and as a political entity, is disintegration. It's no longer possible or right to keep this together. The peoples of Europe want out. If you had a vote in Britain now, 60-40, we would vote to come out of the EU.
So it's going to disintegrate like the Soviet Union.
That'll disintegrate. What we've got to make sure is that at the Rio conference, where the milk and water current draft of the conclusions of the conference will be replaced by something much more extreme, we do not let our governments get away with that. Now, Alex, I'll do a deal with you here. I will go to Rio. I will get a copy of the final draft when it comes out and before it is finalized in negotiation. I will tell you what's in it. And then if what is in it is in any way unsuitable, you get on the air, tell people what's in it, and make absolutely sure that they get in touch with their senator and their congressman and with the White House and say, we will not have our democracy taken away. We will not have our powers and our wealth transferred to the UN in the name of sustainable economic development or environmental development, when in fact we are perfectly capable as a nation of regulating our own affairs. And we do not need these people, particularly if they're not elected by us, telling us how we should run our affairs.
So
that's the central point. The central point here is that if we just take out this constitution again, may I do that? And if I just cite Article 1, Section 1, all legislative power herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Congress, Senate and House of Representatives, period. All power to make laws for you or give taxes to you or impose taxes on you, those powers should be in the hands of people whom you elect.
And it's the same thing with the House of Commons and Lords, but the bureaucracy, they've stolen it.
The Commons and Lords gave it away. I remember having a big row with my father about this when the Treaty of Maastricht came up for voting. That was the treaty which finally gave away Britain's sovereignty and gave away our democracy.
But any treaty that's a fraud can be null and void. It's time to tear it up.
And I said to him, don't vote for this. Well, he wanted to vote for this, but in fact, I was so angry, his vote was discounted. And even so, that by a huge majority, the House of Lords also voted to hand Britain's democracy away. And this was a disgraceful betrayal. And I want to reverse this now. We have got to start saying to the governing class of the world, we will not be bullied. We will not have our democracy taken away. If you want to set up international institutions, then they must be elected by all the peoples of the countries who constitute those institutions. We will not transfer any more powers by treaty to any international organization that is not elected. It's a simple enough rule. It's Monckton's rule that in future, no more Mr. Nice Guy, we do not give up our powers of our Congress that are voted for by us to anyone else overseas unless that institution is elected by our people as well as the peoples of the
earth. And hear to that, but let me bring up some examples.
Yeah.
Congress stopped declaring war in the 50s, but they still gave their authorization, and you just read out of the Constitution. Now Obama has said, I don't get any authorization from you, even though they fund it and are supposed to.
Yeah.
But he went one further. He said the UN gives me the orders in a public letter and statements.
Yeah.
I mean, that is treason. I mean, that is not just the president saying I'm Julius Caesar. That's bad enough.
Yeah.
At least it was a Roman being a dictator. Mm-hmm. This is saying I am an agent of the UN.
Yes.
I mean, that is beyond. And this is what we've come to.
And I think the only future for the UN is two ways it can go. It can be elected or it must be disbanded. The UN has long outlived what little usefulness it had. It now simply sucks in money to itself. Only 1 cent on the dollar
is paid out.
But it murders people everywhere.
Exactly.
It lines them up and shoots them to take their land. And I got liberals coming to my door saying, give money for UNICEF. And I'm like, the UN murders them. The UN wants to turn their power off.
Well, unfortunately, this actually happened in Uganda, of course. I mean, you may think that Alex is being extreme merely because he shouts down the microphone. But unfortunately, he is outraged.
It happened in Honduras.
It actually happened in Honduras. It happened in Uganda. And all sorts of unspeakable crimes are now being committed in the name of the UN, and really at its instigation.
And for the Earth. I mean, they say we're...
This is a storyline, of course, but what is really going on here is that those who like the idea that they should rule from the centre, and that we, the people, ought not to have any say in the matter because we don't care enough about these things or don't know enough about these things, they want to stitch us up with a world government if they can. And when I first mentioned this, people said, oh, well, Monckton is just a conspiracy theorist. So I said, right, go and read. You can get it now, still on the UN website. I don't think they've taken it down yet. Annex 1, paragraphs 36 and 38 of the Copenhagen Treaty draft of the 15th of September 2009, where you will find in both of those paragraphs the word government mentioned in a context which is clearly that of world government. And then read the rest of that treaty, and you'll see it was essentially the bureaucratic structure for this world government that this treaty was setting out in 186 pages, and then tell me there was and is...
Well, the Financial Times of London.
A world government.
Newsweek, they all come out and say world government's the answer.
That's right. This is the growing trend, and it's all being manipulated. And the thing that we the people should do is to say, fine, if there's to be a world government, we elect it. If we don't elect it, then we give it no powers.
We'll be right back, Lord Monckton, with phone calls straight ahead. Lord Christopher Monckton, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. I'm Alex Jones of planetinfowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we're going to your phone calls. John in Ohio, you're on the air with Lord Monckton. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
I just got a quick comment and a question for Lord Monckton.
Sure.
My comment is alchemy and the Federal Reserve. I think those are pretty much the same thing.
Huh.
And I was wondering if they see, because the carbon tax thing, the global warming, it's fallen. I was just wondering if there's any other targets they might be going after other than carbon to try to get whatever they're trying to push through with the global warming.
Yes, I think what they're going to do now is to take the environment as a whole as their big issue. They've lost on carbon now. They know that. But of course, they don't want to admit it because governments can never...
So they're going back to cave bugs and polar bears that can't swim.
That's right. They'll be going back to that. They'll be going back to the whole question that every time humans do anything, they affect the environment around them. Well, of course we do. And they're effectively going to say what we need is massive depopulation and, in particular, a massive deindustrialization.
They've been saying it openly, get rid of people, kill children up to age 3. I mean, what a group of loonies.
That's the thing. We are dealing with extremists who hate the West. This is still the main motive. They don't care about the environment. John, one of my great friends was a lovely man called Eric Ellington, who was one of the founders of Greenpeace. And he, like me, and like you, I think, was a genuine environmentalist, really concerned about the true environmental problems of the planet. And he said within 3 years we all had to leave Greenpeace because it was taken over by Marxists. And he said we were all non-political. We didn't know how to stop them. They took over our movement. And they turned it into a political movement to destroy the West. It ceased to be genuinely about the environment. But you still get, of course, thousands of people giving money to Greenpeace every year because they think it's about the environment. When in fact what they're doing is furthering what used to be called Marxism and now it's called
environment. Absolutely. Let's go to another. Thank you, John. CJ in Michigan, you're on the air with Lord Christopher Monckton.
Hey, greetings.
Hello, CJ.
How you doing? I got a comment. You remember, Alex, they already were asking to burn down people's houses that were climate deniers.
Oh, that's right. They've had all these professors and people come out and say, arrest people, ignore the Republic, ignore the right of the voters, these professors. And they said, yes, burn our houses down.
And indeed, Professor Richard Lindzen of MIT, who is perhaps the world's foremost atmospheric scientist, he really understands how all this works, and he says there's no problem with the climate caused by us. He has had his house burnt down in circumstances which are clearly suspicious. Now, of course, we can't infer from that this was climate extreme.
Well, we know they burned down houses in ski resorts.
And indeed, it's quite a fashionable thing. After all, most of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence had their houses burnt down by British loyalists at the time. So it is a kind of, I won't say a recognised method of protest, and you certainly don't do this at home, but it is a way in which extremists like to put their point. And I think it's got to be firmly discussed. All this talk about treating those who dare to question the scientific nonsense behind global warming as though they were some sort of serious criminals against humanity, which, as I say, that's a sentence of death if you're regarded as having committed a crime against humanity. That kind of thing has got to be resisted. We've got to say that this kind of thing will not pass. We're not having it.
I agree. And we've got to recognize the type of wild authoritarians we're talking about here. I mean, these really are bad people.
These are the crazies.
And when they're in control, the entire government becomes something that is alien to the country.
That's right.
And we have to recognize just how bad it is. I mean, they've tried to dumb us down, but the West has had so much freedom that the sleeping giant is reawakening. Christopher, and others. Your calls are straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds. Then Max Kaiser.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.